And it's On Duty and On Air with DK and Cassie. Deputy Kanizzi joining me in studio as we're giving some safety tips. Of course, Memorial Day weekend, and the weather is supposed to be gorgeous. And here in a beautiful river town, that means a lot of time on the water, right?
Lots of time on the water, but we do have some river closure notices, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to just send this out there, and I'm going to kind of go day by day what's going on, because it is can get a little tricky with the times and locations, right?
Sure, yeah.
So river closures are closing starting Friday from 6 p.m. to 10:15 p.m. from Baker Park to the 6th Street Bridge.
Yeah, that's because they're going to be blowing up fireworks right there. So you're not allowed on the river where the fireworks are blowing up.
That's right. And then on Saturday from 9:30 in the morning to it looks like 8 o'clock at night, that same location, Baker Park to 6th Street Bridge. And again, Sunday, 11 to 10:15 at night from Baker Park to 6th Street Bridge. And then on Monday, it's going to look a little different. It's from 9 in the morning to noon. And then from noon to 3 o'clock from Baker Park to Robertson Bridge Boat Ramp.
Yeah, that's for the big Tom Rice race. And so we have to have that river absolutely cleared. Do you know what the fine is if you're not off the river by noon?
You tell me what it is.
$440.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
It is a big one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that if you're on the river at noon, they might find more reasons than just you being on the river to fine you extra, if you know what I'm talking
about. Absolutely. And we got Deputy Hood and Deputy Burkhalter out there on the boat this year.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Deputy Dog?
Yeah, Deputy Dog.
I love it. Yeah. You know what? It really is all about safety. And this is a huge race. It's entertaining for all of us. You know, this is tradition here in town, but we got to be safe and smart about it. Another thing that I really would like to kind of touch on after all of my years of never missing a race, because I'm always calling the race, and I've been at multiple different locations over the years, is when the race is on, really want to encourage people to stay back off the bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People don't realize when those boats go flying by, that break that gets created, it can be significant.
Yes, big time. And I have seen boats go flying and up onto shore.
That's right.
So it's no joke. 50 feet means 50 feet. And that's like the bare minimum, you guys. Right. You never know when they could catch an edge. A gust of wind could come up. I mean, it's the littlest things, because these guys are flying in these lightweight boats. And some of them get like inches from the edge. So, I mean, I know it's going to be warm and you got the kids and all the stuff and they want to be in the water, but it's crucial that y'all stay back from the shore.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the opportunity, do you think you'd jump on one of those boats and take it for a spin?
Yeah.
You would?
I think I would. Yeah. Or at least, like, I don't know if I'd want to drive it. Yeah. But if I could like hitch a little ride, I would be totally down for that. Or maybe like one of the sprint boats. Oh, I know that they've been known to take guests. Yeah. And I'm just saying, boat racers, this girl, my parents always describe me of like never having a governor on my engine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
like sixth gear, no, hold my beer. There's probably a seventh or an eighth in me. And so, yeah, I think I would actually really enjoy that. How about you?
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And we'd be taking it to the max.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Full throttle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Well, good. Well, yeah, it is just really crucial. We want everybody to be safe. We want it to be a great time.
Absolutely. You know, we got Boat Nick going on this weekend, and we got summer coming. It's right there. And so we actually did some water safety stuff at a couple of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about four safety tips that we tell a lot of the students, you know, that tip number one, the most important, is never swimming alone. It's super important you don't swim alone, whether at the river, in your pool. If something happens to you, who's going to be there to help you?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And then that second safety tip is always having an adult or some form of a guardian. So if something does happen, they can help you. They can call 911 if need be.
Right. Yeah. I know. You can't can't count your dog as your other person while you're swimming. You know what I mean? That doesn't work out very well.
Right.
What's number three?
Number three, no horseplay. No horseplay. It's super important. I know a lot of times people get rambunctious and want to do things, but then that's when people get hurt. And if somebody gets hurt, they might not be able to swim.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah. Number four?
And number four, we only yell for help when we actually need it.
Oh, I love that one. Thank you for telling the kids that. Because absolutely. As a parent, you know, and they're horse playing. And then the next thing you know, they're screaming for help. And then you're flying in the water and, oh, they're fine.
Right.
And then finally you're ignoring them and know then it's something serious. Exactly. So that's great. I love that you guys went out and did that with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do that with the Marine deputy usually every year. We try to hit the schools and just give a quick little water safety class and talk about some different things. And Deputy Burkhalter this year, his nickname is the Grizzly Bear Burkhalter.
Ooh, I like that.
And so the kids get super excited in that class. And when I say the Deputy Burkhalter's nickname, they always growl. And he gets super embarrassed, but we love
that.
It's awesome.
That's so cool. And another thing, too, if you are going to be out and about down by the river, you know, it was one of the Active Club's projects that they got life jackets, free life jackets that you can borrow. Hanging up right there. There's no excuses.
No, none whatsoever. Yep.
Gotta respect the river, right?
Absolutely.
Bad things happen when you lose respect for the river.
Yep.
Oh, well, thank you so much for stopping by today. Thank you so much for keeping our kids safe, man. We appreciate you.
You're the best.
You're the best. Have a great time with all those kiddos graduating. And happy, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your long weekend. And all the good stuff.
Yeah, and I'll be listening for you Saturday.
I'll be there.